Most Rabbanim don't really use social media. So most Rabbanim who speak to you about social media, they're basically giving very simplistic guidelines. Don't use it, it's a waste of time, and it's all just sexuality and frivolity. And that's not good, it's not helpful. So you really need to find Rabbanim, and I'm sure some of your high school and I think I've seen them are, who can tell you social media is a place that you're going to occupy, you know, for your adult life. It's here to stay. It's part of what we use. At some point, you're going to have to use it. Maybe people want to hold off, but at some point, everyone's going to start to use it. How do you use it as a bentara beyond just not looking at bad pictures and not bullying people and not wasting your time? Like, what are the more subtle ways to use this media as a bentara? That'd always be your question. Some people will say, I don't want to use the media because there's too many dangers, which is fine. I remember once sitting next to a chassid on a plane, and about 20 years ago, and I was explaining the internet to him. I was trying to explain that it isn't the little guy in the box running around putting up colors. More or less, he had no clue about computers. And I turned to him after explaining to him, and I said, sincerely, I said, don't you realize that in 20 years, you won't be able to pay your bills, you won't be able to order food without the internet. You won't be able to make a living without the internet. And he looked at me and gave a very honest answer. He says, I know, but I'd rather gain 20 years of safety. There's something to be said about not being an early adopter. My inclination, my DNA is early adaptation. I always want to get the next technology and see how I can use it productively. But you always expose yourself to risk. And some people say, I'll sit on the sidelines and I'll let you be the guinea pig and I'll let you expose yourself to risk. And you shouldn't see that as cowardly. It's just caution. And the balance between caution, precautionary measures and productivity is a very, very thin line. And everyone has to find that balance. You don't want to throw the world wide open. Okay? So anyway, getting back to our question, so Imam Diyama Hezek Ria, Lashon Hezek, can basically reject everything that we said on the board, just throws it away. Is that what you're getting from the Gemara, Daf Beis, and the Beis? If that would be the case, then Imam Diyama Hezek Ria, Lashon Hezek should never obligate a wall. How many cases are there that there is clearly a unanimous obligation of a wall building? How many cases did you see on the wall on the Beis? What? Five cases. What are the five cases that everyone says you have to build a wall, even among the other Hezekiah? This is, again, a very general survey. What are the five cases that you have to build a wall in everyone's book? Case number one, Jacob. See if we can just map the cases.
Gina.
Gina. Can anyone find the word Gina on the page? Everyone look at the Gemara just to be able to correlate concepts to text. Spend a lot of time in the conceptual world. I want to make sure you're grounded in the text, okay? Okay, let's read it together. It's line number four after the two dots. The Hezek realized from the Hezek. How could that be? It's saying Begina. See, where it says Gina, Shani. Gina is different. So case number one that everyone says you have to build a wall is Gina. Case number two, who can tell me case number two? Someone not named Jacob. Okay, Ari?
The wall in the courtyard falls.
Okay, what do we call that in Hebrew?
Nafa.
Okay, where does the Gemara get this from? Where does Nafal appear? Anyone know, by the way? Do you track it down? Mishnah Hayyamin Aleph. Let's take a quick look at the Mishnah Hayyamin Aleph just to find our text. Kosel, Chatzer, Shenafal, Mechayvin, Asal, Libnos, Adalin, Amos. Sounds like a unanimous position. You have to rebuild a fallen wall. Some September 11th imagery. Rebuild a fallen wall. Lekulion. So what does the Gemara say? That even Laman Diyama Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek, what's the language of the Gemara? Nafal Shani. Fallen walls are different, even he buys it. What's the third exception? Gina, Nafal, Yehuda? Third exception, anyone? What? No, that's the fifth. Go in the sequence of the Gemara, correct. But what's the next one? We have Gina, Nafal. Okay, but what's that case?
It's from Zion
of right, what do you call that? Can conceptualize it? It's a case of one word? Rastro. One word? Rabin. Rabin, where you're building to protect from Hezekiah of the Rabin. Well, as the Gemara Rafi correctly of Zion of Bay says Rabin is different. What's the fourth exception? Gina, Nafal, Rabim, Bias. Right? If you have someone's windows, so you can't put a ladder near someone's window in proximity of four omelets. Because you stand on the ladder, hang from the ladder, monkey style, look into the window. What does the Gemara say? That is different because it's Bias. Bias, Shani. House is different. It has to be in the house. And what's the final case? We have Gina, Nafal, Rabim, Bias, what's the fifth case that everyone says you build a wall? My roof and your chatzah. So there are five cases that even on the Yom HaHezek Ri Alav Shmei Hezek person admits to building a wall. So is it really possible to X out this entire board? Well, what's one approach? How can we X out the entire board and say, Mr. Mandi Yomer Hezek, Lav Shmei Hezek, is going to X out the entire board. Going to X out the entire board and still hold that you have to build a wall in Gina, or you have to build a wall by Nafal, or you have to build a wall by Rabim, or you have to build a wall by Bias, or you have to build a wall by Gog and Chatzer. How can I X out this part of the table and still acknowledge an obligation to build a wall in these five cases? What would you say, Nachum?
You limit Hilchot Chayim to those five cases.
Okay, but then I'm not Xing out. I'm contracting, I'm shaping, I'm taking, and I'm applying. How can I X out, erase, destroy, bring some Bnei Akiva girls here for the summer to draw over this in their permanent ink and completely disfigure my beautiful, pristine blackboard, whiteboard? How can I X out this part of the table and still say you have to build a wall in these five cases?
You just make the reasoning for the walls different.
Right, find X factors. You have nothing to do with this side of the wall. Oh, you know why you build here? It's important to get a new wall. Here because of this, and here because of this. That different blackboard, this part of the blackboard. Not that part of the blackboard, this part of the blackboard. Different reasons. Nafal, Gina, Bias, Rabin, Gag. I find different reasons. So one approach is to X out that part of the blackboard and build separate reasons here. There are separate reasons here. My dream world is a world of 3D blackboard surrounding it. I make marks all over the place, up and down, 3D holograms. That being my perfect world. Okay, one day, buy me a gift when you guys will like invent 3D blackboards. You know, send one over to Alonchbo. So one approach is that this guy completely rejects. And in that context, guys, it's less valuable towards our understanding of Hezek Ri, because we're just finding external reasons for it to be, separate things, separate room. Doesn't really help me understand that table more. But the other option is that Hezek Ri Alav Shmei Hezek basically accepts some of these concepts, but reshapes them and adapts them and limits them only to Gina and Nafal and the Dimitris. And in theory, that would help us sharpen our definition of Hezek Ri. Mandi Amar Hezek Ri Alav Shmei Hezek, he doesn't hold, look at my hands, that you always have to build, even in a chatzer. He only holds in a Bias, in a Gina, and a Nafal, and a Rabin, because he's taking Hezek Ri, one of the models Ari we built the last couple of days, and he's saying, well, it doesn't apply in a chatzer, it only applies in a Gina, it only applies in a... And conceivably, that would help us sharpen, listen carefully, I'm saying two statements, it would help us sharpen our definition. Hezek Ri Alav Mandi Amar Lav Shmei Hezek, and you may even find a regional that will say, Mandi Amar Hezek Ri Alav Shmei Hezek holds that a Gina is different because in a Gina you have this, or a Bias is this. But the Mandi Amar who holds Shmei Hezek, he holds, you might even have a regional that will actually tell you, in this context, what the Mandi Amar Shmei Hezek holds. So we're not going to have that chance to go into details, we'll just have a quick summary of what's going on here. But this is another front for us to study. It's really important. This is something I find a lot of guys struggle with in Lumbus. To play both sides of the equation and to realize you're dealing possibly with two totally different terminologies, namely Shmei has a guy table, Lav Shmei has a guy in the Shriver's room, or Shmei Hezek is on the same table, but he has just different ways to shape and to contract. We really did this in the first year, remember? So Chachamim hold Chachaka Shreinim, the second back. What is it Yossi holds? If Yossi rejects the whole Shreinim business, he just says in certain cases you're a Mazik. Or if Yossi says, I apply Shreinim, but in a much more limited level. So this ability to, and it's not just Achron, it's not just Tanim, it's Rishonim. Very often you have a Machlokas Rishonim. And someone will say, yes, you are Chayev, Tamei, Ba. And then someone will say, no, you're Putter, you're Tar. Is the no guy saying, I don't buy into any of your logic, or the no guy saying, I buy into your logic in other cases, but in this case, I just don't apply. So that otherwise, every time you have a debate with someone, it can either be a fundamental debate or an applicational debate. Very often you get confused what it is, and that's why the debates get very off the rails. Right? Let's say Shmuel has a position that you're right in front of you because you have payers, so it must be a right in front of you, right? So you're right, you say, oh, I believe the Arabs are a mortal threat to the survival of Jewish people. Therefore, let's, I don't know, evict them from the country. And I say, negative. We may be having two different debates. I say, you know, I'm not sure they are such a moral threat. That's a fundamental debate. We disagree about the point of departure. I say, I agree with that, but that position is just untenable, immoral, and impractical. And you always have to know, I'm just picking this really a little bit, okay? That's a love tap, right? But you always have to know, like, what you're talking about. Believe me, it's a really important tool. Most of the arguments that really get vicious is because people argue about different things. And then they talk to each other. And they don't know about it. They're arguing about the conclusion, but the way they're getting to the conclusion is totally different things. And that's why it gets so frustrating, because there's no communication. When you communicate, oh, I agree with this, but I agree with that. Okay, we just differ. We just disagree. It's fine. We can disagree. The world will continue. It gets really tight. We just don't know. We get confused. We get angry. Why isn't he listening? He's not listening to you because he's making a different point. He's not arguing a point. He's thinking about it differently. So in Chazal and in Rishonim, okay? Let's go one by one. Let's go speed dating. Speed blunders, okay? 2-3 minutes on each issue. I'm not going to read them with you. I just want you to help me decide, okay? Gina. Why would Gina be Rabbi Schreiber different? Why would you be Chayav Mam Diyam Balashmi Hezek because of Gina? What's the joker? What's the X factor in Gina that may make you Chayav not because of Hezek? Ria Benji?
Ayin
Har, as the Gemara says, because Gina has crops and Rima has veggies and Chatzir doesn't, and you're ruining my parents. So Gina Shani may mean that the Mam Diyam Balashmi Hezek, I don't hold of any Hezek Ria. I feel it's totally wrong. But in the Gina, you've got Ayin Har concerns. That's what many Rishonim said, like the Yad Ramah. And the Shishim Bukhubat says, quotes the Gina, says, no, the Gina is just the ramped up Hezek Ria. Now, how do you ramp up Hezek Ria? That already we have to see the Rishonim. It's not that Taman Diyam Balashim Hezek doesn't know Hezek Ria. He only applies Hezek Ria as a wall building can tell her in a Gina. In a Gina, somehow Hezek Ria is worse than a Chatzer, which is fascinating. A Gina should be worse Hezek Ria than a Chatzer. And the Taman Diyam or Shmei Hezek may hold the opposite. Shmei Hezek guy may hold the Chatzer as worse Hezek Ria than a Gina. So your definition of Hezek Ria may influence which zone has worse Hezek Ria. Mamiyam Balashim Hezek, he chose a model of Hezek Ria where make it worse in the Gina and not so bad in the Chatzer. Mamiyam Bishmei Hezek, he may hold the reverse, and that has a lot of implications for second degree applications, which we're not yet going to talk about. We'll talk about it in a moment. Okay, press the clock. Next speed, Lumbus. What's the next exception? Not Gina, but? What?
Nafal.
Okay, so here there's a machlokes Rashi tells us, not just Shita Mikvesas. Here it's right there. Okay, what does Rashi say? Why is Nafal different? Anyone saw Rashi? If not, I'll just say it outside. Because?
So
even though Hezek Ria is Lav Shnei Hezek, they already agreed to build their wall. That sounds like it's totally, totally non-related to Hezek Ria. It's totally contractual, not Hezek Ria. Why do you have to build a wall by Nafal? You have to stick by your contract. Problem with this is you only made a contract for one wall. Why you have to build a second wall? We agreed to build a wall. We have to build a second wall. Why does Amam Diyama, Lav Shnei Hezek, enforce the second rebuilding of the wall just because you agreed to the first wall? What do you think, Yehuda?
Could it be that the reason that there was a chazaka made in the Jewish, they acted a certain way, like down the wall?
That makes sense, but who says that? Who says what Tosas says that, and that makes a lot of sense, but that's not what Rashi says. Yehuda's saying they already got accustomed to acting in private, they're more exposed, there's more privacy issues. But what about Rashi? They agreed to build a wall, they agreed to build one wall. How do you solve it? Baruch.
The contract was that a wall should exist.
Okay, so we changed the contract, which is a technical adjustment. That's one way. Is there another way to change Rashi? If they didn't agree to a wall, they agreed to
privacy.
What? Right, they agreed that Hezek Ria should be Hezek. They agreed to a state of affairs, not to a war, or a regenerating war power. Namely, on the other hand, it's objective. You don't have to buy into it. On the other hand, it's on the menu. But once you buy into it, it becomes Hezek. Now, we're not giving shiur on this today. We're speed lumbicizing. But in theory, you'd ask yourself, what form of Hezek Ria is the type of Hezek Ria that won't exist unless you buy into it? Once you buy into it, it exists. What type of Hezek Ria would just be objective and mandatory, even without you buying into it? Shmei Hezek guy. What type of Hezek Ria would say, oh, it's not Hezek, but if we agree, now it becomes Hezek Barak, and now we have to build a wall, not because we've contracted for a wall, but because Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. And Afghamina Bar between you and Yaakov is, what if the wall fell? Do you have to build the original wall or just the Hezekiah wall? Let's say the original wall was 10 amas, and all you need for Hezekiah is 4 amas. According to you, you have to build 10 amas wall. According to Yaakov, you have to build only 4 amas, which is the Mishnah, which is why a lot of people don't accept Mishnah. I mean, it's always out of your question. So this is a fascinating insight to Hezekiah. One way is to make it totally contractual. Totally contractual means a minute by trapezoid. Why have to build the wall? Not because of Hezekiah, just because of the contract. But Yaakov is saying, no, you have to build the wall by Nafal because of... Now Yehuda is saying, Tosfos, this is all in Rashi. Yehuda is saying, it's not about agreeing to a wall, it's just because their behavior became so inbred and so accepted that they're just doing private things. And at that point, again, Hezekiah. So you'd have to ask the same question. I don't want an answer right now. Every time you state a logical position, ask yourself the following subsequent question. What does this tell me about? Yehuda's statement, according to Tosfos, is Hezekiah doesn't apply to Lashem Hezek unless you become accustomed to doing private things. Then Hezekiah. What? Now here's your question. What model of Hezekiah does this reflect? Anytime you come to a logical conclusion, try to turn it back to a concept. I have decided that Rafi Schlager is a great dresser. I'm just looking at you, sure. What does this tell me about Rambam? You'll say, oh, it doesn't tell me at all. It's telling me about his parents. It has to tell me something about something. What does every time you're connecting a logical point, what does this tell me about? So you gave me an interesting idea. They already became accustomed to being private, and that's necessarily on the Amalash Mazik. You don't just enforce it when we get go. What does this tell me about Hezekiah? According to that Mazik. Which model of Hezekiah would lend itself to that type of offset? I don't have time, Barak. I'm just trying to get you through the circuit. What's the third case? We have Gina. We have Nafal. What's the third case?
Robin.
Mishnah of Zion in the base. Robin. Oh, now it's getting a little more difficult. Maybe. Why would Robin be different? I don't hold up Hezekiah. Ellie and Roni, you live next to each other, you don't have to build a wall between you. I'm Lav Shmeh Hezekiah. But Ellie and Roni, you have to build a wall to protect against the Robin. Isn't the simplest pshat just to mean that this Mandiyamar agrees to Hezekiah, but only when it's ramped up at a Robin level? We don't force walls for Ellie's little eyes and Ronnie's little eyes, but when there's thousands of eyes, then we take Hezekiah into account and we force a wall. Doesn't he evidently buy into Hezekiah? Isn't it like, that's all, you're a Hezekiah man, it's just a quantitative difference? Isn't that the answer? Haven't we solved our answer at this point? We have to worry about the Rabbim, and the Rabbim is still just looking at you, it's still just Hezekiah, it's just Hezekiah on steroids. So doesn't he buy into Hezekiah? What would you say, Jacob?
I mean, it's coping also with those base shards, the doubts. I don't want people wandering into the courtyard. It's not necessarily...
Ah, so Jacob's saying Robin doesn't mean the Hezekiah of Robin, but stampede of Robin, right?
That's what Rashi says on the mission.
Right. And basically then you're saying the Machayev to build this wall in Dav Zayin isn't Hezekiah, but Tochos Shchein. But Hilchos Shchein not based on eyes, Hilchos Shchein is based on all sorts of other Shchein that are more grounded. Security, people not stealing from you, not stampeding. Shcheinim don't have to worry about privacy at all. Privacy between each other, privacy from the outside, Lamad Yamal Lach Mezek. We don't take privacy into account, it's not important enough. We don't care about it. But we do care about other impacts of the Rabbin. Eli Rifkin's not going to lead a stampede of all the Rifkinites against Noni. But the Rabbin may. You have a concert, all of a sudden, too tipsy, and all of a sudden, thousands of people are running to my estate. Thousands of people are stealing my food. Thousands of people are, breaking my fine china. So, it's clear, Jacob, that there's a Shechenim Chiyah, but it's not a Shechenim Chiyah that worries about privacy. It's a Shechenim Chiyah that worries about other things that Shechenim have to be concerned with. So he buys into Shechenim, but not Shechenim worrying about Hezekiah. So we still have a rejection. I am rejecting. I don't hold Hezekiah as a Machayah. I don't know if it has a Gria for it's a Shchenim, but he still talks about Shchenim. I don't want to go on the wall, but he still talks about Shchenim worrying about Rabbim. Is there a third approach, Rabbim Shani? One approach is it's Hezekiah plus, a lot of Hezekiah. One approach is it's Shchenim, but not about Hezekiah, but about Rabbim, or called Stampede, and other types of Rabbim effects on the land. Is there another answer? Rabim Shani? There's another answer. I'm only telling it to you because I want to open your horizons a little bit. Maybe, well, let's take a few minutes for this. I don't want to take too much time, but it is important. I'm really going to open up here a third branch among the Amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek by exploring among the Amar Wav Shmei Hezek, okay? 1 second, Jacob. What's the second part of the Mishnah? First part of that Mishnah is Zayinim and Beis, is Eli Rifkin and Yoni Roni Etzalom have to build a joint wall to protect them against the Rabbim. What's the next part of that Mishnah? Anyone who lives in the city has to contribute to the wall, to the army, to the lock. That's not Shechinim. So can anyone just articulate this category? Evidently, say it in English if you want, evidently, Benji?
More like a case of Shudfin, maybe like a little bit less than that. Maybe they have joint responsibilities.
Don't say Shudfin. I mean, 100,000 people, Shudfin. Say it differently. Say more abstractly. Alex?
You have like a responsibility to the rest of your community?
Yeah, what do we call that? Municipal taxes. Municipal taxes for joint benefit. We don't just want to create a clean house between Eli Rifkin and Roni Etzel. We want to have clean streets. They want to have police in the streets. They want to be attacked by the army. We want to be able to build walls and have museums and culture based on municipal taxes. Municipal taxes exist in halacha. Take a look at the Gemara. I just want you to see the Gemara that everyone knows, just so you should know. The bearers. 1 second, Michael. Take a look, please, on Daf Chet Amud Bet. Tana Rabbanan, about 15 lines down, first word on the line. Kupa shel tztaka, not tztaka, nigve pishan, shnai, two people collected the shlosha. Tamchoi, how many people collect? Food, tamchoi. In any Jewish community, we don't really have it today because Baruch Hashem, we have more food available. But in any Jewish community before 1940, back in before the world turned into a much more plentiful reality, there was always a tamchoi. Now that's a word that all your grandparents knew really well, even our Sephardic grandparents, tamchoi. In fact, I was just in Hungary. We went for like 2-3 days, my wife over the break, and it was incredible. They had a whole Holocaust exhibit, and as the Holocaust came to Hungary in the mid-44, things got really, really difficult. They didn't have food, and you just saw the tamchoi. They were preparing hundreds of thousands of meals without any materials. It was incredible how resourceful they were, just trying to feed as many people in the ghetto as they could. It was originally started as a tamchoi for poor people and basically turned out to be the only source of food in the ghetto. So a tamchoi, you collect food. And the Gemara just says, here's the one line that I just want you to see. Here's the one line. Where is it? Verashayim, right near the Zayin. Verashayim b'nei ha'ir, the people of the city, through their representatives, have the right, lahasnos alamidos, to determine how much you sell, pashat kiteitze, what the worth, what the value, al asharim, the prices, al schar polim, the salaries for workers, u lahasi al kitzasam, and to make penalties, traffic tickets. There is an authority to municipalities in halacha. It may actually be municipalities. Anytime we share joint experiences, even if we don't share on a permanent basis. Like Gemara gave him Baba Kama. Remember, what was the Gemara Baba Kama talking about? Kuf Tezayin? Where are we sharing Kuf Tezayin? Remember? We're walking through a desert. And we need to produce money to protect us against pirates. They're not sharing municipality, but we're sharing the trip. So it's not just municipalities that are Tosos and Kufta Zayin and Baba Kama quotes this Gemara and Baba Basra. What do you know that you can collect money from everyone on the caravan? Because if you collect money from everyone in the city, you collect money from the caravan. How could it say it's only cities, but here it's anytime you're sharing experience. Go to someone's house for Shabbos. You have a right to say, Eli Levy, cough up your share of the wine. You're eating just as much as I am, Shmuley will say. I may be some might refill, but you're drinking just as much wine as I am. We're not deep down you like the wine also, so cough up your 3 shekel or 5 shekel for the wine, because we just only go above a combo. We're going together to our night seder Rebbe's house or something. Pay up. Could this be, guys, what The Gemara on Daf Beis is saying, you know why you have to build a wall? Isn't Gavra about to say, you know, you have to build a wall between Roni and Eli and the rest of the Rabbim? Even the Mandiyam and Lashem Hezer, you don't have to build a wall between yourselves, Lashem Hezer. You don't have to build a wall for the Rabbim. There's a municipality. Who wants there to be walls between private estates and public estates? There's a municipal work to define boundaries. The municipality is not worried. The municipality just wants, in fact, I could in theory read Hezek of the Rabbim, not that Hezek the Rabbim will cause the Yachid, but
the Rabbim might be
one. I want to protect the Rabbim. You're some mad scientist, you've got wild animals in your rishus, you're Dr. Doolittle, you're trying to recreate Darwin, and you've got a whole zoo in your house, which is your right to. So, I mean, let's say you don't have any neighbors, forget Perusheni. I don't want your alligators running around B'nai Rabbim, so you have to build a wall. The wall between private and public may be a municipal, not Hezek Ria, ramped up Hezek Ria, or ramped up Hilchos Shchenim. It may be, okay, there may be some new concept called not Hilchos Shchenim, but, okay, Chovas Ha'ir, city-based responsibilities. And that could be why you have to build in Rabbim, not ramped up Hezek Ria, and not differentiated Hilchos Shchenim, but there could be municipal responsibilities to build a wall between you and the Rabbim. Boy, that's really interesting. Check that.
If the approach of Rashi, the first one, you know, the Hezek Ria of Rabbim is just, you know, more intense than Ria, you still say it's Hezek Ria. And Hezek Ria is still Shemai Hezek in some ways.
Yaakov.
I want to say that third answer doesn't really fit with the language of the Gemara that says Zika the Rabbim Shem. It's like it's Sorat the Rabbim Shem.
Correct. I agree. I agree. That's what makes it a little bit, that's why the issue isn't there. But guys, forget what I just said. We now have developed a third system capable of obligating building walls, in theory. What's the first system in theory capable of wall obligation? What's the second system capable of wall obligation? Now we have a third possible system that requires me to build walls. What's that system? Chovas Ha'ir. Maybe Chovas Ha'ir doesn't just force you to build a wall against the Turks who are going to invade the Ming Dynasty, or to hire watchmen and to hire police. Maybe the city has an interest in building a wall between maybe this concept that the city obligates them is what obligates the wall between you two. Namely, we now have uncovered a third vector, which I'm not going to develop that much, for why you have to build a wall in Mandiyam HaShemayim. It's not Nezek, and it's not Shechenim, it's Chovas Ha'ir. We did this by saying, oh, maybe the Rabbim exception for the Lashem Hezek is based in Chovas Ha'ir. Well, maybe that's just the Rabbim wall, the wall between Eli and Roni and the Rabbim. Maybe the wall between Eli and Roni. Maybe the city has a vested interest in creating, let's say you want to start a city, okay, and you want to attract people to your city. You're trying to sell your city. So you put out a beautiful video and say, you know what? In our city, you've got a lot of privacy. No one's looking at each other. No one's bugging each other during their barbecues. Come live in San Jose, because in San Jose we do it the right way. The right way in San Jose. And we have privacy, and find something else that rhymes with privacy. And give me a good word. We'll give you your privacy, and you'll also enjoy, I don't know, velocity. Okay, velocity. We have a quick train. Velocity, privacy. The San Jose way. So maybe the city. Okay, guys, a little off the rails. Maybe the city wants walls between two people. Okay, not just to entice potential people to move to the city, but also that Roni and Eli should get along better. Because if Roni and Eli are constantly fighting, then at some point, Roni and Eli rip out their guns and start blazing their guns gangster style, shooting this way, backward guns. And then passersby can get caught in the crossfire. So maybe the city, it's not that Roni says, Eli, build that wall because you're looking at me. It's not like they're saying, oh, we're Shechina, we have neighborly responsibilities. Maybe it's Mayor Tom Smith saying, Ellie and Romy, build that wall. Build the wall, not because of Hezek. Build the wall, not because of neighbors. Build the wall because the city forces you to build the wall. That would be interesting. If that's our third way to view building the wall among the enemy, you see how we're borrowing the logic we developed here, bringing it back up? I don't know if you saw, again, I alluded to this. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, what happens if there's a city that has a minhag not to build the wall? He actually says you don't have to build the wall. I mean, the mission was the mission said, minhag ha-makom, ha-kol k'minhag ha-medina. We think that means what type of wall you build, what type of stone. Then he says, no. Ha-kol k'minhag ha-medina means if you live in a city and everyone's deciding not to build walls, you're popular from building walls. I'm shocked. It's usser. How could a minhag cancel an isser? It's global shenim halacha. Nothing to do with the fact that you live in Kakamani, Brooklyn, and they have Kakamani ideas in Brooklyn. It's halacha. None of those Brooklyn liberals say it'll make a difference. Shenim from the books. The Ben Yonah may just be saying what we're saying. The chiyuv to build a wall is the municipality applicants. It's built into every municipality. Unless the municipality hops out of it. It's like we can decide to tax a kid of Sturm through the nose because we don't, tax those people. We decide to tax and parking tickets and sting up. We're going to decide. We're not going to collect them. It's like we don't want privacy. We want to attract the non-private people. Come live in, come live in Castro section of San Francisco. We have no privacy. It's a section that's known for being very bohemian. Called the Castro section. Well, it's called the Castro, a lot of homosexuals, very, very culturally famous. Come live here. We want there to be a lot of artists, a lot of share, like Soho. It's like Soho. Come live in Castro section. Come live, we don't have to worry about, everyone shares their resources. We have Uber for cars, and we have Uber for apartments. Who builds walls? Everyone shares open space, right? I don't have any guys from SAR to walk into SAR, but no walls. Open space classrooms. Everyone shares their own. And any of the schools here have that? Calgary have no walls. Say intentionally, open space and share. Because the city does not have to, there's no hezek here, there's no objective hezek. There's no objective of a shame, there's all this meeting of. That's the simplest way to explain your video about the Amish times. Okay, speed dating. So we solved Dina, and we solved Michael, and we talked about Robin. What about bias? What do you think bias is? Alex, what's bias? What's the simplest way? Is bias part of this, or is bias from a Schreiber's world?
It's
from the bias is?
Yes.
It's this. It's different. Very good. We're talking about Hezekria, looking, discomfort, bittul tashmishin. This is bias. Bias is different. Bias shani. It's tznius. Everyone builds walls for tznius. What's another way to read bias? The way the Ramban reads. I'm not going to have a chance to read the Ramban. That the Heman, the Amah Hezekria, lashed from Hezek. He really holds of Hezek. But a bias is Hezekria plus. What makes a bias Hezekria plus? Okay, first get about Milan. They said, what makes bias worse Hezekria? Because in a house, there's more tashmishin that are canceled. What do you do in your chatzer? A few things, unloading, loading, stocking, stacking. What do you do in your house? Everything. This is how the Ramban takes it. The Ramban says a bias is a sector in which it's much, 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 much more bittul tashmishin. Namely, on the Yom Hezekria Lav Shem Hezek, Ramban, in our end-up base. What? I'll talk about that with you after share. Okay? Only for the Isser, not for the building the wall. So, and also for the Mandiyama Shmehezek, not for the Lash Shmehezek. Think about those two things I said. But he says the Mandiyama Lash Shmehezek, he holds that Hezek Ria is a problem if you cancel Tashmishin, but only in the house, because in the house there's a lot of Tashmishin that are canceled. But in the Chatzer, the Mandiyama Lash Shmehezek person says, in the Chatzer, I don't have to worry about it. name the guys, okay? And we'll end Shir in a few minutes. I just want you to see. It's relatively easy in Gina, in Nafal, in Rabim, and in Bias to say, you're building a wall, listen carefully, but for totally different reasons. Mandiyam Alash Mehezek rejects everything on this board. He circled out everything on this board. And the reason you have to build a wall in case Yaakov 1, 2, 3, 4 is for different reasons. Or no, or in each case you can say, it's Hezekria reason, it's just applied differently. The final case is a tough one. What's the final case? Where do you have to build a wall in Mandiyam Alash Mehezek? Roof and a chatzer. It's not a house, not Sneas, it's not Rabim, it's not Nafal, it's not Gina, it's a chatzer. And I gotta build a wall to protect your chatzer. It's a chatzer. It's classic Hezekria. Right? It's just regular Hezekria. It's not a Gina, not a Bias, not a Rabim, it's just a Chatzer. You gotta build a wall. Why? Because the Chatzer guy feels vulnerable. I don't know when you're in the guy. If it's two Chatzers, Yoni and Roni, and it's two Chatzers, Yoni and Roni, you know, all nice and palindrome. Yoni and Roni get the Chatzer for today. Your name is Yoni, Yoni Rifkin. Name change, okay? Called the new baby a name today, you get your new name today also. Aiden Malka, okay? The very hush of a family. Both grandparents are big rabbanim in America. They were in America, they made Aliyah. Owns a long time Talmud of Rabbi Soloveitchik in Boston, Rabbi Shapiro, I don't know if you saw him, written a lot of Svarim, brother Rabbi Soloveitchik. He's a very important rabbi in Boston, made Aliyah. The others are by Lerner. Any Great Neck? Any people live near Great Neck? Or he's still a rabbi in Great Neck or by Lerner? So their grandson is learning in a kollel. That's one of them was a father, so. He just named his baby today, so it was a lot of celebration. And if you know Betzalel Kong, you get to meet him again?
He was Sheikh Hazar.
Oh, yeah, Sheikh Hazar. So you became a chassan, okay? You see, there you're a chassan, you're a Sheikh Hazar. It's pretty hardcore. Okay, not as hardcore as some Israeli guy when I was in Yeshiva. He's still around. He comes every day for Shacharis with a little white beard, I'll point it out to you. He came, Yeshua, not Yeshua, but his name is, Donnie Berlin. Donnie Berlin is... Very chasha mechanech in the area comes in Avonah, brings a talmidim. The day of his wedding in 1984, he was sitting in the Kush Beis Medrash at 1 o'clock learning. And he said, "What?" He said, "I'm taking a bus to my wedding." That's hardcore. I decided to play a trick on him. So like I went over, like not he didn't really know that I knew it was the wedding yet. And I say, "I saw Donnie Berlin." Get him Donnie Berlin. Say, "Yishcha taranuta." So I'm getting married. I said, "Oh, you have Torah your whole life. You're doing dishes every night." So, you know, that's what I did. Dishes last night. 2 hours of dishes, really. Anyway, you know, so I'm preparing for life after Mashiach comes. Mashiach's going to come. Everyone's going to know Torah. No one's going to care about anything else. Yeshiva's a little close. Every single yeshiva, your father will teach you Torah. I'll be out of a job. I'm looking to get a job in an all night diner. A lot of experience washing dishes. Perfect for the job. I'm able to overqualify. It's all right. I'll meet the crew. I'm going to do my dishes. That's my dream. All night diner, meet a lot of interesting people, get into some movies maybe as an extra. It'll be perfect. So when Mashiach comes, that's my job. Second on my list is gas station attendant. That's real. You meet real people. Get your hands dirty. You know, oil and all this fancy schmancy stuff. So on my list of jobs after Mashiach comes, all night diner, gas station attendant. Meet real people. Get to schmooze them up a little bit. But right now I'm stuck being a Rebbe, so you're stuck with me. But anyway, this is the tough one. This is the roof and the chatzer. I know why it's worse than chatzer and chatzer, because Yoni and Roni, you can more or less predict each other's activity, right? You know that, okay, you're looking at Roni, you know, you take a step, he takes a step, okay. He's now on the way. You basically learned each other's dance for the last 30 years. Hatfields and McCoys. Okay, it's now 8:15. Roni Etzelon is probably taking his morning walk with his daughter. Okay, I'm not doing any work. But at 8:22, Roni Etzelon's going to go back with his dog. I got a window of 8-9 minutes that I can go out and stack and pack and help do my stuff. And then Roni's saying, okay, Yoni Rifkin doesn't really exist. A fictitious man, Rifkin. He's probably out there practicing his basketball moves, making me crazy from like 10:15 until you got each other down pat. You know, when you can, when you can't, you can work around each other. That's what life is, working around each other. Right? Working around each other, knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses. Or the Gag and the Chatzah, I can't really predict. You're there, you're not there, it's hard to tell. Okay, but that's just more Hezekiah, guys, right? That's just taking something here, blowing it up. Lush Hezek. Normal Chatzah, Yoni, Roni, no problem. But when it's Yoni and the guy on the mountain looking down at me. Oh, it's really bad. So it sounds like at some point, Mandeva Lashem Hezek is still taking Hezek and blowing it up and saying it applies in a really, really severe case. The challenge in the segue, which I'm not going to answer, is very 10:30, is can you still find some X factor, not based on Hezekiah, to explain why God can cut it? That would be a really, really great accomplishment. But what it showed you today is really important methodology. You guys see the methodology? See the crazy board? Okay. There's the Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, and then there's Lashmei Hezek. Two choices. You just reject it entirely, or you take the idea and you apply it differently. Now, normally, you're not going to have these five cases. You'll just have a machlokas. Abaye versus Rava. Rava says chayiv, let's say. Abaye says pater. And you want to know, really listen carefully what I'm about to say, this methodology. When Abaye says pater, does he reject the chayiv? Or he just applies it differently and not in this case? So you really want to be on the lookout for cases in which Abaye would still be chayiv. Oh, let me look in Rishon. Let me see if I could find a case where Abaye says pater still says chayiv. If you're convinced him to reject the whole thing, he applies it differently. Here, it's provided to you in a silver platter. The Gemara says, Lashem Hezek still holds five exceptions. Here, silver platter. Take some fruit. Take a bagel. Silver platter's fine. Most of the times you don't have it. You've got to learn this in your mind. When Abaye says no, does he say no? Or just not in this case? Ultimately, the Lashem Hezek person is saying, there are cases. Does that mean they're all jokers? Or the Hezek Ria applied a little differently. There's really, really important methodologies that I wanted you to see it also, not to skip lines. Okay, I'm going to stop now before 10:30. The good news is, Shir Tomorrow is just two lines. Can you make a Kenyan? I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction to do something. I can make a Kenyan on this book. Who knows how to make a Kenyan on the Sefer? What's the act of Kenyan I need to perform? Every Kenyan needs an act of a Kenyan. You need to lift it. I can make a Kenyan on this table. How do I make a Kenyan on this table?
Shear.
I can make a Kenyan on a ship. How do I make a Kenyan on a ship? You hold the reins. What's the Meister Kenyan that works on? Okay, these are metalfin. Small metalfin, mid-sized metalfin, big metalfin. How do I make a Kenyan on karka? I can't pick up karka. I can't. One of the three is make a Kenyan on karka. Kesef, I give money. Shtar, write a contract. Chazak. Why? Because obviously, the way to make a Kenyan reflects the nature of ownership. My ownership on physical objects is basically very visceral and physical. I'm holding it, wearing it, pocketing it, and I own it. Ownership on karka is much more abstract. Who cares who stands on the land? You stand on any land. So the ownership of land is very abstract. So the way to acquire the Meister Kenyan is very abstract. You write a contract about it. You do some symbolic act on it. You pay some money. But Kenyanim on items is very physical, very grubby and physical. I lift, I pick, I run, I grab, very physical. What's the act of Kenyan that's a tweener that works on both? The only act of Kenyan that works on both is a lie, but just... The only act of Kenyan that works both on the tavla and the karka is really just abstract more than anything. It's a super Kenyan called chalipin. Handshake. Give a handkerchief. One day you all make chalipin right before you get married. Pick up this handkerchief or this, people like when I'm inside of Kedusha, I used to have to bring a handkerchief to the wedding, and I thought, well, there was handkerchiefs, it was tissues. Like, I had to find, one handkerchief was, my great-great-grandfather's snot-filled handkerchief. Oh, here's the handkerchief. So today, I just use a cell phone, use a cleat. So I pick up the phone, and don't do it yet, one day I get married. Pick up the phone, and you're mechayev to support your wife and do all the ketuvah stuff, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever you Sephardic guys. Okay, pick up the phone stuff. Okay? So, but I'm making Kenyanim on items. Portable items? Or immovable items, land. What if I say, let's make a Kenyan to have lunch tomorrow? Let's make a Kenyan to play some ball. Let's make a Kenyan to go for a walk. That's not a Kenyan on an item, portable or immovable, as a Kenyan on an action. Let's do something together. No, God, if I make it, it's a method, then there's no monetary foundation, it's just a method. I can't count it in an individual. What if I make a Kenyan? I can lose a Lashon Hara, just make a Kenyan. That's called a Kenyan Devarim. The Gemara disqualifies it, We get to it through the Gemara where they made a kinyan to divide the estate. It's a chatzah she'ein badin chalukah, but we said, we both agree to divide, but what obligates me to divide the estate? I mean, I want to be an honorable person, but what monetarily obligates me? It's a kinyan dvarim. And the Gemara says, and we'll see this next week, they didn't just make a kinyan to divide the estate, they did something more that makes it obligatory. We'll see that more next week. But for today, you can't make a kinyan to divide a chatzah that you don't have to divide. That's too small. It can't obligate. Why not? What fails about a kinyan dvarim? Next week, we'll see, in this case, they didn't just make a kinyan dvarim, they did other things. They gave land, they made cotton. But when you make a kinyan to divide something, to do something, to go somewhere, to eat, to play, to run, why does it not work? Come on, you kryptonite maniacs. Understanding why a kinyan dvarim doesn't work will help you understand better the world of... Well, obviously, but kinyan. Every concept is best understood by its fail, by its exception. If you want to understand a kinyan, for example, just because most high school guys know this, if I want to understand shlichus, what cases should I be studying? Cases where shlichus fails. For example, in shlichus bar vera, in shlichus akata, I want to line up 7 or 8 cases where shlichus fails and say, what's the kryptonite? Why does it make this Superman called shlichus fail? If I want to say in Kenyan, I want to line up 4 or 5 cases of Kenyan. Some cases of Kenyan that doesn't work that you may know about? You can't make a Kenyan?
Guess
it. That's a Meister Kenyan. What can you not make a Kenyan on? What can you not acquire through a Kenyan? Davar Shelo, Bali Olam, you can't make a Kenyan on future things. Davar She'ein Bo, Mamish, I can't make a Kenyan on air. I can't make a Kenyan on sound. So this Gemara, there's a little Gemara of ours, and Baba Basra is part of that lineup. You can't make a kinyan on dvarim to do actions. Why not? What's the problem? We're trying to isolate the problem. And what does this tell us about kinyan? Always ask, what does this tell us about? What does Rafi's blue shirt tell us about Ramam? What does this tell us about kinyan? Okay? Stop here. Here are your Makaros. You got 2 hours. Okay. Ari Hillebrand, I'm bringing you. You're going to get next. Okay? We took care of Shmuley today. We took care of Rafi. Tomorrow is Ari Hillebrand day. Okay? Just teasing here. Take your shirt sheets. It's a halacha that seems to apply. You've got halachas. Can you apply it to walls, and especially to walls between people? That's a big fetish. That's what I'm saying. For example, Shmuel, even if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, and you don't hold that a minhag can cancel walls. When the Gemara says, the Mishnah says you hold the minhag of the walls, okay? What minhag do you find? The minhag in the city of how you build walls between Shechinim, or the minhag in the city of how you build walls in the city? Let's say the city has a certain level and standard.
I would assume it's different types of walls.
Yeah, but which minhag do you follow? You follow the types of walls people build between chatzers, or you have to build walls that reflect the overall beauty and the overall standard of the city. Those are 2 days for a video. Why would you want to build walls that have to do with the museum walls? Where does that come from? Evidently, this wall is not my hezek preventer wall, and it's not just a wall that you and I want to erect to improve our shachin relations. It's a wall. It's a wood mirror wall. So it's a whole different way of viewing it.
Can I bring my backpack with the sparring in the bathroom?
Yeah. Not a good idea. Leave it outside.
Okay, I'm saying.
Look at how dirty it is.
I don't know. It is. You shouldn't really leave random backpack.
We got this one. I think we'll handle it. Yes.
Excellent. Can I answer that?
Yes. Is it Rocky said sneeze.
It's this. That's the easiest out in the sugya. It's sneers, but it's a chutzah. But because I don't really see you, so I'm willing to allow them to get into the chutzah or in there. It's a real sneers issue. I believe there's an answer. I just haven't had time to work it through. I believe if I work hard enough. Essentially, what I'm starting to think about is that there's an inequality between the two of you. That inequality is not fair, or is a shutuf. There's a shutuf, and then there's another vector I didn't yet develop, and that's called the vector of shutfus, where it's the shutfus that forces us to build. Not the hezek, not the shechinim, not the city, but halacha defines how shutafim. Not because you're shechinim, it could be shutafim at a distance. You're shechinim. somehow there's an inequality in the shutfa set. But it's on. Sorry. But I'm more happy that you see the question than the answer. I don't want you to see the answer. This is pretty convincing that he borrows something from
you. How do you reconcile that wrong Ramban?
I said twice to Nana. First of all, the Ramban, when he says Nisqi Adamban, is just defining the Isser, not the wall building compulsion. Why do you have to build the wall? You're just saying there's an Isser Nisqi Adamban. Is that enough to make you build a wall? Or just say, look, Nisqi Adamban, don't damage me. It's changing from Daf Nun Tes to Daf Beis. It's a big shift.
Right.
You need a passport control. Number two, the Ramban could say, all that Nisqi Adamban stuff. That's about the Amish Mehazik. I'm not talking about the Amalaj Mehazik, and that's our Machlokes. So, doesn't affect me.
Right.
Makes the question seem pretty silly, right?
What would that Mandamar hold the Bittul Tashmishin is?
Who? Shmehazik?
What? If you're holding it's not Hezik.
Okay, so is it quantitative now? So it's more is it types of Tashmishin?
What? I mean, the Gemara says not.
Okay, I mean, the good thing
in the Sugya, by the way, is it gives us a chance to try to define Bittul Tashmishin a little more. So, for example, Tosfos Kfar Hergulot. The wall falls, they're already accustomed to doing private things. Does that mean that it makes the privacy issue and the sins issue more concerning? Or does the Vanyam Alashmihasik say, I buy into Bittul Tashmishin? But only if you're Mavadal Tashmishin, that already warm paper, because you can't be Mavadal Tashmishin in theory. If I'm saying, oh, in theory you want to be an Amazon seller and I'm preventing you, okay, fine, but I have to pay for that. But once you made $1 million and then the wall fell and you use that area, now I'm being mevatel, something that's monetarily tangible. So there are many, many subplots in each of these cases that can help us better understand some of the, if he's buying into this rather than going off into the side. That's why this thing is so valuable. It gives a lot more reshown and a lot more definitions, but we don't have enough time for it. Okay?
You're welcome.